we got a little flex here. Blistix Raspberry Lemonade Blast. For you chappy chap chap lips. You gotta have nice lips, eh? Moisturize them.
Blistix them.
Yeah, correct. You want chap lips?
I never did them. Never did it. I got the most voluptuous, softest lips.
But you don't. Okay, this is going somewhere else. You want to get that from Chemist Warehouse. And we love you. Don't wear much or much.
We do indeed. Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of the Morning Shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go.
Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
Yeah. The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between. It's a Talk To Me Nice Thursday. We here for our Morning Shifters, from our misters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you missed us. That's right, do the dishes. It's all powered by Uno Media. God is good. It's a long weekend.
100%. And that's our last show of the week, but we'll get into that later. Stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show. If you call down under your home, welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's pull.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
Hey. Short week. Short. Now, we usually work hard, eh, lads? But, you know.
We fight the good fight.
We are taking the Friday and Monday off like everyone else.
Yeah.
But we will be back Tuesday.
Step away. Absolutely. I feel like the heart grow fonder.
And to be fair, it's been a year, and it has been one of them years as well. And we appreciate all the love and support, and we're going to spend a lot of time this Easter with our whānau, as would you guys, and then we'll all pick up where we left off next year.
I remember
Tuesday.
When I thought we were getting Auckland anniversary, and I was like, no, we're not.
No,
you get your butt to work. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, speaking of, I don't have a family this weekend. Winter's in Wellington, so what are we doing, boys?
Oh, we game.
That's not the answer I was after, but we game. Hey, what is on the show today? We are doing slam poetry.
Hey, don't do that.
That's what we're doing, right?
This is for a mature audience, all right?
We are doing. Is that better?
It's already wrecked. I've already done it.
Oh, finger snaps. There you go, mate. I love that. Hey, one thing about the shifters is the heavier the mocks, the more we love you. And there are some names that have come through after the back of Pihar Rusko.
You guys, people enjoyed that, eh?
Yeah, you guys came
really
correct.
It.
Yeah,
you bloody did all of yours.
Mark, we go back to that hill of yours.
Yeah, I've got something I need to say. And it's the hill I'll die on. And this week, I'm talking a little bit of food.
Oh,
Careful now, Mark. My hill, my food.
Your success rate is pretty bloody good on this thing so far. I will give you that. And we also wrap this thing up with the gaming shift as well, all thanks to Spark and Spark Gaming Arena as well. So that is all on the show. But we start the show with an absolute
board.
And I have those honors today. Now, one of my names, yes, it was Pihar Rusko. The other one was Dizzy Rusko.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy bass line is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Let's pull. Bonkers.
Is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but
Dizzy
I'm too deep.
Crazy.
I know like I'm about is sex and
yeah,
violence.
Super One special today. Dizzy Rusko in there as well. I also saw as I was about to play that out, maybe missed opportunity to play out Holiday. He also has that song as we go into the long weekend.
I was on this weird ass
flight. Who the hell cares, actually? We do this thing. It's us, man.
Let's get it again. We bump it.
Same old scenery, and I could change all that so easily. But why, but I think you'll take a chance. I'll take you to the south of France like can. If anybody can, I can. But we could go shopping in Milan. I just hope you understand. I hope you see clear. It really don't matter how far I'm near. There's no distance that could stop.
I like that.
So unfit.
I rate that.
Yeah, you get the 2 for 1
I rate that. We're not actually unfit.
You
people
know when
just, people
you know,
just having podcasts, they have no idea. They're not in the arena.
When MTV first hit the New Zealand market, Aotearoa, they had Dizzy Rascal. We went on a flight where Dizzy Rascal performed on the way over to the MTV Awards in Australia.
Stories, eh?
Oi,
what?
That was crazy. If you can imagine Dizzy in this kind of energy in an aeroplane, like, you know, with a walkway in an aeroplane as you're flying over to Australia to the MTV Awards.
Were you getting bonkers 2000 up?
That, yeah. And he was performing. They had this like little amp That's and crazy. He was on his mic. And yeah, it was nuts. Absolutely nuts. Anyway, enough about me.
Well, you on that story, man. Jeez.
I just wanted to do a shout out to everybody for my check-in. Thank you for all the first birthday messages. And I've just randomly gone into our IG account and I've picked a message.
Got that.
And I just wanted to read this out. This I think mirrors a lot of people's thoughts and feelings. And thank you again for all your messages. This one came in from Mazzy Lilac and it was received. I don't need to tell you when it was received, but it says, just got to thank you guys for the podcast and the incredible community you've created. Feel like a lot of people disregard the importance of podcasts to make people feel less alone and just have a good laugh. I listen to TMS while working. Cannot tell you how many times I've held my stomach laughing. Happy first year birthday.
Thanks.
Looking like a nut on the street as well, as the mental health chats, the men's den, and being there for other men, being three men, able to show your emotions and healing. I'm originally from the Australian district,
Australia.
Country, but I live in the UK and although I'm not from Aotearoa, you guys make me feel like home, or at least a little bit of home. So you're phenomenal. Keep up the great number one podcast on the charts and in the hearts. Thank you to Mazzy, and thank you to everyone who messaged
in.
Yeah,
shout out to Mazzy.
Even an Australian living in the UK.
We got to get over to Aussie, boys. We got to get over there.
Goals.
I got a quick chicken today. Well, I don't even know. No, it is a chicken.
Could not be a would you rather.
No, it's a parenting hack. Parenting can get hard, man. We all know, right?
Only for the good parents.
Yeah, but you need help. Every now and then you need help, and I saw this in it. Well, yeah, work with me. So there was a song back in the day we used to grow up to. Well, some of you did. It was called My Neck, My Back.
Okay.
My neck, my back.
Yes, bro.
This one came through and it said, I don't know if this is messed up or genius. Let me tell you, it is genius. She said, I get my kids to clean up to my neck, my back. It goes like this. Do it now. Clean it good. Clean this house just like you should. Your books, your box.
Hey, hey.
Pick your shoes up and your
socks.
Yes. Do it now. Clean
May
it
they
good.
Never find the original.
Clean this house up like
May
you
they
should.
Never find
your books,
original.
Your blocks.
Hey.
Pick your shoes up and
your socks.
You are absolutely welcome, parents.
And to those whose butt cheeks were just clenched listening to that.
They're fighting the OG revision.
It was safe. Let's get into Daily Bread.
Let's do it.
That's right, folks. Daily Bread, breaking bread with the news of today.
Can you imagine 15 years down the track, the kids actually finding the original track and going,
oh, no,
Mom,
please.
What?
No, that's how you make.
You ain't got to say too much.
28th is 88 days deep into the year, 278 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's International Respect Your Cat Day today.
No.
Oh, no respect for the cat.
Yeah, you respect.
F those cats, man.
Whoa.
I'm not a cat guy, bro.
Where are you?
They on their own time. They're selfish little pricks.
I thought you'd love a cat.
I got that dog in me.
Yeah.
I got no cat.
A cat means very little having to look after, though. They're not very needy.
Yeah, so why don't you just say that? You're needy. What do you need a pet for? If it looks after itself. Let them all go.
I would imagine someone who just abused cats and wants the attention would be the needy.
Hang on.
One.
Hang on, lad.
Hang on.
Hey, let me stop this before
abusing
it goes somewhere
cats.
Where he doesn't need to go. Mark, what's the next day?
I'm not the one that kicked the cat up its bottom so bad it couldn't. Ooh. I don't actually know. No, the cat's still alive. It's the neighbor's cat. But you did beat that cat up.
Happy World Piano Day. For those of you who enjoy the music of a piano, maybe you're doing your piano work on a keyboard.
Miss Keys.
Up to you. And a special shout out to all the Ambers today. It's International Amber Day.
Oh, one of my favorite people in the world is Amber. So shout out to Amber. I love you, sis. Cool story, bro. Just wanted to get that.
That was great.
Yeah, I'm glad I could.
That was great.
Hey, she knows I love her, man, so that's important to me.
Amber, yeah, we got friends in Amber who help us with our Spates Summit Ultra.
Oh, Amber's great. Really
dope too. Shout out to you, Amber.
I have an exciting trailer. The Bad Boys trailer dropped.
Wait, what?
Now, I know you thought that franchise was done. Okay? I know you thought that franchise was done, but...
Big Willy.
And the last one wasn't that good.
Wasn't that great.
And I know you can't see the visuals right now. But this one is going to sound good because I watched the trailer and I was like, okay, I'm watching this. Let's have a listen.
Reggie, did you eat my snacks?
No, sir.
You ate my snacks, didn't you? You need to get a job.
I'm a U.S. Marine, sir.
Well, then you need to deploy.
Dad, look.
We now have evidence that the late Captain Conrad Howard of Miami PD was working directly with drug cartels for years.
Captain Howard is being framed.
Let's go.
What the hell?
He's texting us from the other side.
No, he's not, Marcus.
I need Nasty Mike. Bad Boy. I got this.
Michael Larry.
What you going through?
Are y'all stealing our clothes?
Just because we black, we stealing your shit? What?
Look at your shirt.
His shirt says white power.
And you know the son that they bullied in the second one, Reggie?
Yeah.
The opening scenes with him on the couch with kids and they're like talking, what are you doing?
Oh, beautiful moment.
So it does look funny, it does look good, and man, Mike I'm Larry. Still a fan of Will Smith, bro, and obviously Martin too, so I'm definitely watching that.
I'm here for it. I will definitely watch it. I'll be honest with you. I hope for the best out of that one. My daily brief for today, Lucinda Light. We love Lucinda Light from Maths. Do we not, boys?
Yeah.
Oh. And Mark,
love her.
Spoiler if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, but here comes another spoiler. Doesn't work out very well for Lucinda at the end of Maths. Oh. Breaks up with Tim.
There wasn't a break in between that spoiler alert. You need to give it like a little pause.
Go back. Pretend that I gave it a break. Lucinda Light breaks up with Tim. I'm so sorry, guys, if that wasn't a good enough spoiler. But the good news out of this whole thing is there's a potential that she's going to be the love advisor on the next Maths.
Oh, she'd be great.
So she is potentially going to be the advisor. So Channel 9 put this one out as the teaser. So they're the one who's blasting the rumors around.
See?
Smart play.
When you do the work for years and you're happy with yourself, the opportunities you attract them
they
to
will
you.
Arise. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care to watch the rest of Maths. Now that Lucinda's gone.
Yeah, same.
I'm done with it. She was by far the best part of that whole show this season. So I don't know. I'm tossing it up whether I keep watching.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna watch next year's one if she is.
Yeah,
she's on the panel and she's one of the judges.
Imagine
her
that.
And John.
Imagine that being bigger than the series itself.
Well, the other play is that potentially she's gonna do one of the New Zealand shows. So that's gonna be like the entree. So there's a New Zealand love show.
Yeah, keep her an Aussie.
No Brooke, one's, no you'll one's be watching New Zealand by shows. Her, Brooke.
Oh, no one watches New Zealand shows. Let's be honest.
I can't wait.
Keep her an Aussie. We'll watch it online. That's
great.
Lucinda, we love you, and we hope that you get on the show.
100%. That is your daily bread, guys. Breaking bread
with the news of today.
This is the morning shift.
Shifters, we are one big family. And if you don't know, the way we go around these ways is the harder the mocks, the more the love.
Oh.
Ain't that the truth, boys? Or at least that's
not
what
always
I'm
a good
myself.
Thing, eh? But it is. You can't change your stripes.
That's how we move and groove around these ways. For our international audience, it is a big part, I think, of the culture, right? Is there's no, I guess, better way.
Limitations.
There's no better way for us in our minds to, I don't know, make light of some of our trauma or some of our memories, and I guess it helps us process.
Yeah, it's probably a universal thing other places as well, but it's very normal here to like not give your friend like one compliment at all, but you have the deepest affection and love for them.
And the more
you almost talk like you hate them.
I'm listening to this going, how does that make sense at all?
It doesn't make sense, but it does.
No,
make
it does
so
make
much
so
much
sense.
Right? That means we love you so much.
And if
much.
We do compliment you, we hate you. Oh, that's cool. Oh, buddy got a new sweater.
Oh, I love
that sweater.
You guys say that to me all the time.
You need new shorts.
So this didn't actually play out on air or like on the podcast the other day, but this was behind the scenes and you may have seen it on socials, but it's basically, I was given the nickname P.H. Rusko for, actually I still kind of go by it, but here's the story of what happened off air.
You almost drowned. It was on P.H. Rescue.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Did you actually almost drown?
Bro.
Did you get saved on P.H. Rescue?
Nah.
This is a soft subject. I actually shouldn't have brought it up.
No, this is bad. Yeah, before you go in and start being like, no, it's bad.
What happened?
Like a rip. Like I was gone.
Oh,
like I actually was gone.
In P.H.?
Yes.
Holy
Yeah, someone had to come out and like drag me back in.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that's why they called me P.H. Rusko for it.
You know what's crazy? Getting dragged back to land and then getting dragged on land as well for the next decade is crazier. So for those who can't make that connection, P.H. is a beach here in Auckland, a very dangerous beach, which we shouldn't be swimming at. It's so dangerous that they made a show, P.H. Rescue. Brooke's last name's Rusko. Put it together. Genius. Tip, give that one.
James McConey.
Oh wow.
I remember James McConey was the one. James McConey's a broadcaster here in New Zealand.
He's a legend.
He is an absolute legend. He's a legend. But the boys heard it, and I have not been able to get rid of it. So he asked, what's the most traumatic event that you've had, and somehow your family, your loved ones, your friends flip that and they turn light into it, and that's how they find joy and they name you this after some of the traumatic events that you've had. These messages came through and we're just going to read out some of them. Nah, just for being big, fat and sexy, I get called Benny Craig.
I hate us, bro. I hate us. I hate us for real.
Benny Craig. Come on now, Benny. Kill the Benny.
Oh, not the face of Benny
Big
Craig.
Big Ben, Benny Craig. Shush.
My cousin lost his middle fingers during a work accident.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Gather yourself.
My cousin lost his middle fingers during a work accident. And now we call him Peter Parker. There's so many in here. My sister, Kimmy Yoda, she peed the bed one time as a little kid, and ever since we have called her Kimmy Mimmy.
Mimmy is
pee-pee.
Pee-pee.
In Māori here in New Zealand.
My cousin passed away while I just happened to be on the Auk 7 years ago. My name's Claire Jackson. Tell me why I've been called DJ CJ for the last 7 years. That's dark.
That's so dark. Sorry, I didn't call it that.
Also, like, what's that check like? Remember when you were in the Orcs when things passed away?
There was a rap.
Oh, that's... I got named Pebbles for having kidney stones. I hate us for real, man. hang on. My name's Mitty. But when I was younger, I went down the half pipe on my ass and they saw my skin, so they all know me as Mitty Skinny.
It's so juvenile.
Oh, Mitty. Bliss.
Damn, how big was that slide?
Hey, they ain't gonna let that one go, man. My brother had one of his plums removed after a work incident. So his government name in our family now is One Pack.
Oh, man.
Oh, you just can't get a break from your family, man. One time I had gastro with a side dish of headache, and I awoke from the ashes of my bedroom after a few days of being in there. I asked a flatmate to rub some peppermint essential oils on my forehead region to help me, and as I was a little bit mummy, I got a little bit bored and I got a little bit tired. So after 5 minutes, this impatient hua put their head back. That rolled down straight into my eyeballs. It was a panic. And I begged them to call the ambulance. For the next 20 minutes, we were pouring 3 liter Anchor dark milk into my eyes. They now call me Peppermint Pete.
Oh, man. I could have done better.
Than that?
Milky.
Moogie eyes. Shush.
Hey, there's so many in here. I might finish it up on that one, but if you're new around these ways, like we said at the very jump of this bad boy, the heavier the mocks,
the deeper the love.
The deeper the love.
Benny Craig, though.
Benny Craig.
That's crazy.
This is the morning shift.
Okay, shifters. This was a good idea in my head last night.
Doesn't really feel that good now, though. You know, now that I have to do it, I'm just a little bit nervous about that.
Because we got you.
At best, the poem I'm about to play, at best, some people might go, oh, that was pretty cool. At best. Mostly, though, you'll probably feel like your time's about to be wasted. But I don't know why my brain works like this. And my tool Mark was even talking about this off here. It's like, I just find this stuff interesting. I find narrative people's experiences interesting.
Hey, man, you like what you like.
And when I showed this poem to my partner last night, expecting some kind of glorious unpacking of emotions in depth, she said, she's annoying. But this poem...
Which, might I add, was what I was thinking about, was your reaction to reaction is the key here.
True.
You feed off
I'm just trying to make you feel something.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
We're numb. It's in our food. It's in our brainwashing. It's in our programming. It's in our media.
Talk to me.
We're constantly numb. We need to feel something. Anyway, I can't talk too long because the poem's 5.5 minutes.
What?
Okay? So, no, you will listen. All of you will listen.
I didn't take my pills this morning.
This poem's doing the rounds, and it's got a massive mixed reaction. But I want everyone to take 10 seconds right now. Just take a big breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Brooke, talk to your ADHD. Lock in. Okay. Mark, I don't want us laughing and talking and looking around. I don't want to hear you watching your phones. Shifters, here's a slam poem-ish.
I was 45 and he was 29.
It's better.
We met in a French medieval village called Preniquel. And after 4 days of debate, I decided to go out with him. I couldn't resist him. He was the most extraordinary partner I have ever had. He was a painter and a sculptor. He loved Roman architecture, and he was building his own house with a patio and a fountain in the middle with columns. He loved nature. He taught me the names and the properties of trees and plants and flowers. He was an outstanding musician. He had created his own style of music that was flamenco music and Irish music put together. And when he played that music, it had delicious, indecent effects on me. Everything about him was exceptional. I couldn't believe that a man of his age and beauty and talent could be free and even more be interested in a woman of my age. As time went by, he was more and more exceptional. I couldn't understand really what was happening. We traveled a lot. We went to a lot of festivals where he performed with this group called Kill the Dog. He used to play Irish music. We used to go up and climb in the... churches used to have this key ring with old keys that would go into any church, and I'd open, and we'd sneak inside and look at the paintings, and I always wanted to make love in there. And so he started calling me Puerquito, that means little pig in Spanish, because he said that I was defiling all the holy places of France. But he never said no, so I called him Puerquito too. There was one thing that was very peculiar about him, and that is that when he looked at children, his eyes would just beam and glow. And one day it suddenly dawned on me, and I said, Jean-Michel, do you want to have children? And he said, yes, of course. I would have plugged them into the sun. He just beamed. And at that moment, I just said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My heart just stopped. Have you ever seen Iron Man when he puts on his suit? It was shh. That was my heart. I just barricaded my heart. My heart stopped. I knew that it was the end. At that moment, I knew that it was the end. You see, I had had two children of my own. They were already grown up. I loved my freedom and I loved my life. And for nothing in the world was I going to deprive that human being from living the experience of having children. I went home and I cried all night long, and the next day I left him. But it wasn't over. For 3.5 years, Jean-Michel and I would struggle to go our separate ways. We would struggle to talk sense into ourselves. And in his folly, he was ready to give up his dream, and I was ready to give him kids. But we both knew that it just wasn't possible. We could not do this. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't sacrifice our lives in such a way. So I began bringing girlfriends to our outings in hopes that he would look at them, but he would never look at them. I really didn't know what to do. We couldn't stay away from one another. We'd cry and just didn't know what to do. Our friends didn't understand us, our families even less. And time was ticking. I was almost 50. And then one day I was sitting in a terrace in Toulouse, drinking, and suddenly she walked by. It was magical, unreasonable. It was powerful. I could feel her essence. She had red hair. She was wearing a velour hat. It was a Victorian hat. It was a little bit crushed, soft. She was the most beautiful thing walking on two pair of legs. And I walked up to her and started a conversation with her. She was an author for children's books. And for 4 weeks, I entertained a unique relationship with her until the day that I invited her to come and see and meet my friend, Jean-Michel. When they crossed, when their eyes met, and I saw his smile, I knew that it was good. It was good. It was good. I had arranged for a girlfriend to call me and tell me there was an emergency so that I could leave. He knew. He knew. And I hugged him. He hugged me. He wouldn't let me go. He said to me, don't leave me. But I just said, just be free. Make your dreams come true. Be free. Even without me, just be free. So I turned around to never return. I walked away. They called me the next day. They called me dozens of times. I changed my phone. I moved away, and I didn't see him for 4 years until one day I took the phone, and I picked up the phone and called him and told him I was coming. He was exposing in a nearby village, and as I walked into the gallery, I saw that 4 years had gone by, and this beautiful little redhead came running out with curly hair. And she ran towards me as if she had known me all her life, with a beautiful green eyes. And she said to me in French, c'est toi la fée, c'est toi la fée. That means, are you the fairy?
So, what do you reckon?
This is a cool story, eh?
Only he can get away with that.
Isn't that the greatest side chick story ever? Isn't that the goated side chick story ever? Like... Nah, sorry, boys.
Well, that wouldn't be
I just watching your emotions during that wasn't as worth it as I thought, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell you what, we couldn't have done that on radio. So there's that.
Where do you find that? Like, where?
What? Man, my algorithm's deep. Bro. I'll be telling you these things, man.
The fact you stayed engaged and watched that.
The comments.
I never would have watched that whole thing.
The comment sections are the most hilarious thing.
They are.
Because it's two opposing worlds. It's wow, you're like. You let your love free, you know, you're so powerful. And the others is like, what the heck?
Well, halfway through that, I saw Mark cleaning.
Bro, that's rude.
I was listening. I just didn't need to be, it wasn't attentive listening.
It wasn't really a slam poem either, you know, so I kind of set you up there. But maybe what you needed to feel
today, Shifters, for those who didn't enjoy, was your time wasted?
Oh, Easter can't come quick enough.
Okay, we'll wrap this up, eh?
We are doing.
You guys didn't have anything to add? This is where you guys come in and, you know.
I said we couldn't have done that on radio. I did say that part.
I had something to add 17 minutes ago after the first sentence.
Okay, we don't need to attack. You can just respond. You know what? I'm going to bring something back. This is going to be a segment.
No, because
you couldn't do it right. Because you couldn't wrap it up properly the first time. We're going to do it again until you do.
This is the morning shift.
Grab your pitchforks.
You know what? I don't really feel like talking now after.
Get over it.
Okay. Why am I angry at her?
Because you're a little fairy.
Perhaps that's it. King of my hill. This is the hill, a topic, something I refuse to budge on, an opinion that I will not be moved on, unless, of course, the Shifters community says, nah, man, that's not it.
Then he'll, like, read the comments and be like, oh, well, I'm going to change my opinions.
Oh, wilt. I choose one every week, and this week, the hill I'm choosing to die on is around food.
Oh, no, you've never done food before, and we know that's a tapu.
Now, food that I love and refuse to hear people swear about it. Dietitians and gym bunnies, I need you to relax, to take it easy, to allow me a moment to salute something that you all seem to hate. Can we just take some time to say thank you and blessings to the 2 minute noodles? These have been a major part of my life from the day we met.
I think everyone's on this.
I think to this morning's breakfast. With you. The 2 minute noodles are always good to go. I don't want to hear your thoughts on nutritional values. I don't want to hear the MSG, TBHQ, and high sodium contents that may have negative effects on health.
IDGAF.
You know, they say, oh, watch out, increasing your heart risk disease, and all sorts. I just want their warm, spicy kick in my mouth. I want to feel full, but on a humble price tag. The hill that I will probably end up dying on because of is that 2 minute noodles are it, and I won't hear anything more about it.
Thanks, man. We all up here with you, brother.
You ain't wrong, though.
Everyone, I mean, literally agrees.
You ain't wrong.
I dare someone to come at 2 minute noodles. Double dare, triple dare.
Give me that meat goring anytime, baby.
100%. Don't want to hear it. When
the stars this is the morning shift.
The gaming shift. With Spark Game Arena.
Lomu, can you get to him? Round one, beginning
countdown. Welcome on in. Another episode of The Gaming Shift with Spark Game Arena. Today,
we had the absolute privilege. Now, sometimes I lie when I say we had the honor and privilege, but I mean it on this one because he's good on the sticks when we're talking about FIFA. We sat down with Josh King. He played against Jordan as well.
I don't know if he's that good. No, he's really good.
He could have fooled me. He was playing
really
around with
he's
you.
He's really good. He's had Everton.
And we also give you a chance to win some more goodies, all thanks to the Spark Game Arena with Sound Spark.
Yes, Sound Spark. This week we have to give away the Nacon Deja arcade stick for Xbox and PC. Basically, if you grew up playing Street Fighter 2, you grew up playing Tekken, this is the piece of equipment you need to make sure that you can...
It's 2 weeks now you say Tekken.
We got a couple of chickens too, man.
We do have a couple of chickens. Do you want to get into the chickens first, actually, before I get into this week's gaming headlines?
Well, I found out something. I won't go first. I want Brooke to go first because I just found out some horrid news that this guy's been doing that I'm sure will offend some gamers. Brooke, do you want to tell them your behavior on Fortnite?
So, maybe I should start with an apology because I think an apology is probably needed here. So I got COVID during the Christmas break, but I was down in Wellington. So I was like, Mum, I need to do something. My PS4 was up in Auckland. Can I get a PS5? So she went and got me one. But apparently you can do this thing where...
What?
Mum,
no, I paid for it.
You need to apologize twice.
No, I paid for
it. Okay, you're missing that. You start with that.
Oh, it did sound like that. No, I paid for it. Mum went out and got it though. So I'm on the sticks, but apparently you can cross over what's on your PS4 to your PS5.
Mm.
But because I didn't have that there... I don't know what's happened in that point there where I've set up my PlayStation 5 And somehow I've been logged onto someone else's account. Now, when people see me, they think I'm Joe Mama 69. That is not me.
Mark, he's been spending the V-Bucks on that account too.
And someone's been
and
playing.
And he doesn't know whose account it is.
Someone's been leveling him up in the background.
I was thinking, Joe Mama 69, that's crazy, bro. But
no, it ain't
you must have made it when you were like 12.
To that person or the guy or the girl that is, I appreciate the friendship that we have, the brotherhood or the camaraderie that we have. I'll keep spending your V-Bucks. You keep playing about one or two rounds and I'm going to keep enjoying that ride.
I actually have an apology as well. Okay, so I don't really play Helldivers 2, okay? But my bro who is at the house I live, he plays it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I'm folding the washing, watching him play. And we get into the topic of, you know, he loves the game. He's like, man, I've just been going hard. Sorry, bro, this is your game. I'm like, no, it's your game. It's your game. You know, you're getting me up the levels. People think it's me. And then he tells me some of the things that he's been doing. And we start cracking up because I'm like, okay, maybe some people think it's actually me on there, bro. Like, I haven't really been playing, but Mark, you'll like this. So two things he did. This is why I need to apologize. You know when you call the evac in Helldivers 2?
Yeah.
So he was on the other side of the island and the other guy called it in and he's like going at him. He reckons he was just rinsing him like, you bloody, nah.
Basically, he's given him 30 seconds to run over the entire map to try and get back out to evacuate.
But after like rinsing him for like 2 minutes, he goes, oh, bro, it doesn't start till you get here. Like, I'm waiting for you. And he was like, okay, oh, sorry, cuz. Sorry, cuz. The other thing he did, though, we cracked up. This is why, hands off. Mark, you know how when you finish, you get in, when you evacuate, you all leave together?
Yes.
He didn't like the players he played with, so he killed them all in there.
Oh. Yo, you're going to get...
And then he took all their shit.
Man, you're going to get tagged.
That's worse than what I'm doing, bro.
I haven't played Helldivers 2 in like a month, okay? So...
It's not me.
I'm still celebrity, but yeah.
And Joe 69 Mama, I am also still sorry as well.
That's our chicken today. Sorry.
Lovely. Just a quick note that I found very interesting on Bleacher Report Gaming. They are holding Gaming Madness. Now, these are the brackets where they put a whole lot of games up against each other. And in round one, NBA 2K beat out Madden.
Yep.
I believe that.
Yep.
Call of Duty beat out Fortnite.
I can see that.
And right now, it's Call of Duty taking on NBA 2K. And on the other side of the bracket,
that's a bucket.
It's got Mario Kart taking on Wii Sports, and Wii Sports won that matchup. Grand Theft Auto taking on Halo, and GTA won that matchup.
Yeah.
That and right now, they're holding their finals. It is Modern Warfare 3 taking on Grand Theft Auto 5. For their brackets for the biggest. Which one do you reckon takes that out as a championship?
NBA 2K will reign supreme. Oh, no, it's got to be Grand Theft Auto, right?
I don't know, man.
Just the hype around it. It's been, 97 years since the last one?
And everyone's loving it still. COD players, there's something else. There's a passion about those COD players.
Bro, the servers were down the other day for Fortnite, so I was playing COD. And like, bro, I don't even know how to get into the loading screen half the time. So I end up on zombies. Bro,
zombies
almost
had
a heart attack.
Zombies are awesome, bro.
Like, I realized I was like going like this. Like, get away from me.
Not the 40.
You start moving your whole body.
Yeah, brother. Don't touch me, brother. Honestly, stressful game. But I wish I was good at COD, but I got to put in work.
Yeah, you got to put in work with most of these games. Speaking of putting in work... The game we were supposed to review this week, Major League Baseball, MLB The Show 24. We give that game a review coming up next.
Strike!
The game this week, MLB The Show 24. For those of you who aren't into your sporting games, that's Major League Baseball. That's the American League. What do you call it? Like, you know, you got Madden for American football. You've got 2K for the basketball.
Correct.
The Show is the franchise when it comes to the baseball game, and in MLB, The Show 24 was our game to review. So I'll start, and Imani, give you your intro in a sec. Thank you for joining us again. The game itself, very, very shortly. The game itself for me is like, baseball's not a big one for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big baseball fan.
So it was a bit like...
Going to a game's incredible, though.
Never been.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Why is it better going to a game?
Because there's so much going on around it.
Americans, bro.
You're almost not watching the game.
Sports, it's epic.
Yeah.
But they do a good job around the game when you're in the stands with all the noise that they make it.
Definitely the atmosphere, I reckon.
Yeah, it's great.
So I'll start and just go with the idea that I really enjoyed the game, believe it or not, even though I don't really know any of the players and I don't really know how long.
Like, you really enjoyed it.
Like, I played...
Like all weekend.
I went Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
And won myself I won a championship on
World
the
Series. Yeah. Yeah.
And the idea behind it, though, like, what I really enjoyed, and I think other sports games could probably take this, is the show gives you the opportunity to run a franchise, and it calls you into a game at a certain point where it can give you momentum for that season, so you don't have to play... You don't have to go the full nine or,
that's
you know,
smart.
Depending on
what
goes on.
Well, I missed out on that part because I played the whole game.
Did you just? So you wouldn't have played a full season though, right? You wouldn't have had the chance to, because by the time you played one full game, it's so deep.
Oh, played the whole thing and foul ball after foul ball after foul ball. I don't know. I haven't played, I played softball back in the day since PK. Shout out to PK. I was probably under seven. But the swing, you'd always swing real late on this game. And that's what I couldn't get. Even though I was Aaron Judge, I couldn't hit home runs.
No, of course you were, sweetheart. You were Aaron
power
Judge.
Through, so I was bunting with Aaron Judge.
Yeah. No, bunting with Aaron Judge isn't ideal. So, there's a swing meter so that you can actually time it and you get better at it. But depending on what type of pitch you're facing, if the ball comes at you quicker, and you're always going to go early because you've got this certain thing. It's all about leaving it to the very last minute before you swing. But what it was really cool with, as I was mentioning, it does throw you into situations where you might be at the top of the ninth. So you're only playing in innings and you win that game and then you get momentum for the next six games and you don't have to play any of them. So it sort of fast forwards the season for you, but only puts you in really cool moments. And that's what I really enjoyed about it. The graphics, amazing. The gameplay, everything like that is crazy. It's getting to the point now where you couldn't tell the difference between an actual real game of baseball if you're watching it on the big screen or if it's actually a game being played on the console. And I think they've done really well with that. So I really, really enjoyed myself. I will never play it again. I'll be honest, I've deleted it off my console.
Why?
Because I've won a championship ring. I enjoyed it, but it's not something I'd go back to because I'm not a massive fan of baseball. So I've had a moment with it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for that. End of story. Deleted it off my console because I needed more space to download another game. Amani.
That's a great review. That's a great review.
Amani, introduce yourself.
Okay. Drawsy, overlord of the second dimension.
Hey, well, wait.
This is a new one. We're adding it on. We're adding it on, but I just want to make a quick one because shout out to Mom. She made some cinnamon scrolls.
Yes, Marnie's mom.
Greatest cook I know. Beautiful. Best in our household. Probably internationally, actually. Love you, Mom.
Hey, one's missing. Where's that going, Marnie? Did you eat one on the way here?
No, I did.
Pardon?
Mind your business. I did.
But yes,
you know what you're doing, Mark. Shush.
I had to do a lot of research around this game, actually. I'm not particularly a sports game person. Normally Call of Duty will catch me on the FPS games. But I did scroll around Twitch and asked a lot of insiders what their view on the game was and how it separates it from the other sports games. And it's actually really positive vibes. It's less pay to win. And it seems that everyone's just really like close-knit and just excited to get everyone kind of like onto the game. It's also a game that's supported by the PlayStation Tournaments, which is the onboard platform on PlayStation, so you can actually play tournaments on the PlayStation 5. Wow. But it was really cool to see that, you know, with like say NBA or say FIFA or FC, you have to buy a lot to win a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's like 90% of the great cards you can actually unlock by just playing.
Mm.
And that's what I found was really cool. It also earns $100 million annually. But honestly, the thing that I really liked
America's
about the game
pastime.
Wasn't even specifically True. The game, which was had great graphics like Mark was saying, was actually the community behind the game.
Mm.
You know, you don't actually see a lot of that within like certain communities, but it was actually really inviting.
Yeah.
Okay, the one thing that it reminded me of Madden, if I could simulate the pitching bored me. But I same with Madden, if I'm on defense, bores me. But I'm just trying to be the quarterback or hit a home run. So I just want to simulate that side of it. If it was just hitting out home runs the whole time, I think I would enjoy it a little bit more. And maybe you can, I just couldn't work out how to do it.
That's called the home run derby. You can actually just play that by yourself. Yeah. You know, it's an all-star weekend thing. But yeah, no, that's cool. That's good to know, Money. So it's got a really cool kind of community built around it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, like I learned a couple of players' names on the backs of playing a season. And that's, you know, when the league actually kicked, what do you do? pitch off for the first, when they throw off the first pitch, I'll be watching the Dodgers, and I'll be keeping an eye out to how Max Muncy goes. That's who is my best
hitter. I didn't review it, but that's a great review, guys. I really liked it.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks, Virgil.
Reviews are thing. Can we get a special gaming terminology out of you this week?
Oh,
come on.
Here we go, guys. Here we go.
Wani. Yep. You guys are doing great, by the way. This is another one that I wanted to run by you guys. If I were to say someone is griefing me, what would that term be?
Sounds dirty.
Griefing.
No, not brief.
I've actually got one for you after this that I made up last night.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is it griefing? Griefing?
Griefing.
Oh, yeah. Like, is that when you're just chasing someone and, like, you can't get away because he's just, like, hitting?
That could be an act of griefing.
Oh. Griefing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it following griefing, you? Like, is it the person's following you from game to game and still beating you? Like, all of a sudden you give up on Fortnite, you're like, oh, I just keep getting wasted by them. And then all of a sudden you start playing Helldivers and all of a sudden they're there again and they just keep after you?
You guys are pretty close. It's like an act of certain things that all accumulates to one kind of, like, term. Do you guys...
Well, this is like a dictionary now, but you need to explain that.
Griefing is pretty much like annoying someone on the game, right? So say, like, what Mark was saying is, like, I'll follow someone per game. Or, like, say when you...
Oh, Brock's griefing all the time.
How am I griefing?
He goes off on his own, missions, and then we got to chase him.
Griefing would be like, you know how your flatmate killed all your teammates?
Oh,
that would be griefing.
Like trolling.
Yeah, pretty much trolling, but it's, like, it's specifically to annoy someone.
Okay, I grief.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a griefer.
On the bad side, yeah.
Okay.
What's your term?
Yes.
Well, you know how... Well, maybe it's inspired by Wani, but...
Okay. Oh, is that a clue?
Yesterday, last night, we were playing Fortnite, and there was, like... I did a lot of damage.
Okay.
And instead of saying Wani, I was like... He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Sorry, I don't know why I laughed that hard.
Because it's funny.
Obi-Wan... Wait, could you say that one more time?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's one Kenobi.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I might have to use that when I'm playing.
One kill away.
Drawsy ain't got to use it, brother.
If there's one more guy left, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'll stay out of this. Money, you do the things.
I'm going to use it in my next rank game.
Honestly, don't tempt me, though. I might actually make up some sayings, gaming community.
Let's do it.
You better stick with me. Shifters, it's a very exciting day for me today. Very honored to present our next guest. His name is Josh King, also known as JMK King, but also, you know, you can call him JNK. He's an e-footballer.
He's a
member of the E-Blacks, the New Zealand esports team. Give him a round of applause. Josh, you play in FC24, also known as FIFA, guys. It's called that now, for those that want to follow this. But just honored to have you in here, bro. This is a... Just this game has a fond place in our hearts.
You're an idol to us, man.
Growing up, and so I can't wait to get in and talk about that. But we always start, bro, with what's the first game you ever played? What age were you and what console?
It's a long time ago now, but back on the old PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
First games, it was a PGA Tour, I think 2002.
Oh, you're a golfer.
Yeah, bit of a golfer as well. My dad's a big golfer.
Oh, yeah.
So he always loved playing that. And, so there was that. And then FIFA 06 was my first FIFA. So we're going back a while. But
have you always been drawn to, like, sports games? Or you play combat as well?
There's a little bit of, like, shooter as well. Like, I play a bit of COD. Not as much anymore. A bit of Fortnite's come back recently.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, especially when you get the boys on.
100%.
But, mostly just football. Especially now, it's like you got to commit a lot of time to it if you want to compete. So... don't have as much time for other games.
Totally.
Josh, were you a football player, as in, like, out there physically playing, and that's where you found the love for FC24 or the FIFA games beforehand?
Yeah, absolutely. I played football since I was about six. It's, yeah, been in my whole family, both mum and dad, and played, and my brother plays as well. So I played at a decent level through, like, youth, but, like, it just takes up a lot of time and energy, and I prefer just sort of sitting in my room than having to do the exercise to make
it work. Am I training? Who's training? What about what position were you in the physical world?
I play as a central midfielder. Ooh. So, like, yeah, it's tough. A lot of running. I just didn't have the work ethic to run that hard and wasn't cut out for it.
And if people were, like, looking at you playing when you were coming up through the grades, who would they, you know, what professional player would they liken you to running the midfield?
Oh.
Luka Modric. Modric.
Honestly, that's not a bad shout.
I want to be shouted.
Yeah. I had a good ping on me, like some crossfield passes, some long shots, and just let me sit in the midfield and not run too much. Like, that's me.
100%. This is a bit of a selfish question, but I heard you started at FIFA 06. I'm interested, what do you think was the best FC?
Ooh,
or FIFA, as in, no, because I've got my year, but yeah. I'm interested in what you think your year was.
The age old debate. Now for me, the peak always FIFA 14. that's the golden year for me. Like, I don't want to know how many hours I had on that game.
I think I was FIFA 12,
yeah,
or 11. I can't remember which one, but what I remember I was picking Ibrahimovic at PSG then. He just kind of gone. I feel like I always used to pick PSG.
That might have even been, maybe that was FIFA 12 then. I think that's when he first went there. But yeah.
That was those golden years of like picking between Real and Barcelona, yeah, yeah. Eh?
Speaking of golden years.
Neymar, Suarez.
Yeah, they've been squads since you have played for so long. If you were to pick like the greatest team that you could play with.
Oh, good question, Brooke.
Thank you for that, Mark. Great question. Appreciate that.
That is a great question. I think you have to go. It probably is about that FIFA 14, FIFA 15, Real Madrid. When you had that like prime CR7 and like Bale as well.
CR7, Bale, I like how right you say that, bro. Just, yeah, like,
he was so fast, bro.
Yeah. I think that's got to be it, to be honest. Like Ronaldo in like those early days, he was just unstoppable in this game.
Is Ronaldo the GOAT FIFA player?
Either him or the Brazilian Ronaldo. Now that has
who's
like,
the better Ronaldo? Now that's the question, isn't it?
Oh, another great question.
Like, come on, man. Disrespect come CR7 on, baby. Like that. But he was good.
Going with the tough questions, but I think for me, just the, like the longevity, Portuguese Cristiano, he takes it, and just like the three-peat of Champions Leagues as well.
He bad. Had to be. Yeah. We're going to get to like the nitty-gritty with it, but just hood rules. Because there's more what we play with our ones. What's the cutoff? So when we play basketball, like when we play NBA, it's if you get up 21, like that's the game.
2K.
You got to, yeah, on 2K, yeah. You got to get off. What's the cutoff? Like how many goals until the game's over?
There is no cutoff.
Yeah, there's no cutoff. You got to see it through.
There's prison rules. There's prison rules. I love that.
Bro, you got to see it through. If you got the record for the worst loss. Like.
Oh, man.
We used to have a rule in our flat because FIFA used to be the game. And so... we didn't really want randoms playing us because we thought we were like way better than everyone. So you know how you get a new person in and you're like kind of like, and it's just annoying. Like they're just taking up time. So we used to have this rule like 7-0 or more, and you have to get your head shaved off. And like,
here. I didn't play on the sticks.
Your head, your or not your head. Sorry. Did I say head? Yeah. Your hair. Sorry about that. But that was kind of our rule. What was what's been the worst you've given someone
on the sticks?
There's been a few. to be honest, I don't think I've ever gone more than maybe like 12 goals in a game.
The game kind of caps off there, right?
At that point, and even once you've got like 6 or 7, you're kind of just cruising. You're like, game's done at this point.
You played Jordan before we got on here. Now Jordan's the best out of us, I will not lie, but the way Jordan talks is like he's him on them sticks.
I am him on them sticks.
How do you rate what you just saw, like his performance? And you can be brutally honest.
Honest, no, I will be honest, but it was better than I was expecting.
Yes!
It's a win for us.
It's
such a win for us. We're all better.
4-0. Yes. Everton, Man United, 4-0. Yeah. That did us proud.
We did. Yay. Why Everton, out of curiosity?
I asked myself the same question.
Is that your team? Is that your real-life team?
Yeah, that is my team. I just sort of picked them when I was 12 or 13 because they were just like that annoying club that took points off the bigger teams. Like, my brother's a United fan. And they got a few points off them. So I was like, that's sort of the up-and-coming team. I'll go with them.
You don't think about the long play of that team, do you?
Been downhill ever since, really. But.
Yeah, that's great.
What about when selecting an E-team, right? Like, let's say you're going up against someone who you know is really good. What are the type of, I guess, this is, seems like a dumb word to use, but idiosyncrasies you look for in a squad that you're, looking for speed? Is it, you know, is it a good depth on the bench? Like, what are you looking for as a pro player?
Yeah, so on FC, we get unlocked accounts so we can use whatever players we want and just a custom team. So we get all the team of the years, all the icons. At the moment, it's like you need team of the year Haaland, and there's a lot of headers that you have to be able to do and stuff. It's a lot of like getting the ball in the air. You got to have depth on the bench as well. I mean, when you've got team of the year Messi sitting on the bench, it's not too bad.
Oh, my God, that's such a flex.
That's
so cool, bro.
So... you know, you had the FIFA qualifier that you took part in back in 2020. Do you feel like that was the kind of start of what you're doing here and something like, man, I can go pro with this, I can do this?
Yeah, that was honestly, that was pretty much it for me. It was, I mean, I'd like always beat my mates when we play, but like I never really thought of any. I didn't know there was like competitive FIFA. It was always just like the game you play with the boys. And yeah, I just entered, like there was a tournament for New Zealand, and the boys were like, "Oh, you should just like give it a go." And then I ended up getting to the final, which I lost, unfortunately. But I was like, "Hey, if I've
I can
like,
do this,
I've just winged it and I got to the final." Like, what if I actually like lock in and like put some work in? And yeah, haven't looked back since, basically.
So if you do lock in, and from that moment going forward, what does a day look like for you from that moment? Actually, let's go back to that point to now. Like, how's life changed? And to that point, what's a day look like for you?
The training.
Training is like, honestly, I trained less than from when I started, which sounds a bit counterintuitive. But like when I first was like trying to grind, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to like give this a go. I was playing like so many hours a day, like maybe 4 to 6 hours every day, just like trying to grind and grind, because I thought that's what you had to do. Yeah. But like if you're not like practicing the right things, it doesn't actually help you that much.
Wow.
So I try and like actually, it sounds like I'm an actual athlete, but you got to treat it like that.
Yeah, 100%.
I got to have rest days and like, you know, try not to do too much where you're like overplaying and overthinking. If you just like do your reps and do your practice matches, if you're happy with the couple of games you played, just jump off. Like if I'm feeling good with it, then why keep playing?
Okay,
I love that.
I'm so jealous of your life right now, man.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
Hey, out of curiosity, for I mean, these tournaments have globally been happening, like, you know, and you've got to travel places. So when you see someone like Spark Game Arena entering into the gaming world, and you're an eBlack, so you know the importance of having our local kind of gaming arena. I guess the local gamers, their level being risen. What does it make you feel when you see someone like Spark Game Arena come into the market and go like, we're taking this seriously, we want to see our people do well?
No, I love it, to be honest. Whenever people reach out to me and say they're trying to do things, like whether it's running events or just like promoting esports in general, like I'm all for it, because it's, especially when I started, there was like I said, I didn't know there was like competitive FIFA. There's a lot of the times people that have made their way, that have just done it on their own doing. So when there's actually like people and organizations that can support us, it like me working with New Zealand Esports, even like it has like changed everything for me and done so much. So I love it.
What was that first moment like when you knew that you were the first person to become an eBlack?
Yeah, bro.
That like was, take us to through that, because no one else can say that. Everyone else can be an All Black. You have a potential to be an eBlack, sorry, but you're the first. Like, yeah. Run us through that moment.
It was very surreal, to be honest, because it's like, I mean, you have to kind of treat it as another day in the office, and because there was a big grand final, obviously, to decide who was going to be the first eBlack in the end. And yeah, I won the final, and I was just happy to have won the final, and then sort of going through the motions of realizing that, you know, you're getting inducted, and it's kind of going down in history almost. But no, it was wicked, and it's always fun to represent the country.
Oh, that's so cool.
100%. Josh, where do you see like this esports, you know, or being an footballer, like taking you in the future? Is it like still exciting for you? Is there things you want to continue to do and goals you want to achieve?
I try to keep it relatively simple, to be honest. I just like winning. So whatever.
Same.
Like whatever's coming up next, whether it's a qualifier, whether it's just a tournament in New Zealand, like I try and treat it all the same and just like go out there and try win. If it gives me more opportunities, like that's good, but I try not to put too much pressure on it. I'm just enjoying it for what it is. And yeah, I think the less pressure I put on myself, the better I perform.
So. Man, we're going to put that behind music. That sounded incredible.
That was like motivation.
Bro, have you had a pinch yourself moment? I imagine you have, and the eBlack is probably right up there, but outside of that, have you had a moment where you're like, I just got back home from being wherever, or I've just seen this paycheck for the first time. Like, what was your, I sit down for a second and go, yeah, well, that was my pinch myself moment.
Yeah, there's definitely one paycheck that was one of those.
We good. Gucci out here.
But there was honestly, the one that was like, I did have to pinch myself because it didn't feel too real, was, there was an Oceania event I won with me, and I had a teammate for that comp. And it was right during the middle of COVID times. And so like I was just at home by myself, and I'm like going off like celebrating. And it's just like, oh, I've got no one to celebrate with. Yeah. Like it was a bit surreal in that fashion, because it almost didn't feel real. Like I'm just chilling in my bedroom as normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been plenty of moments where I'm overseas and I'm going like, I just play FIFA, bro. Like, what am I doing over
on the other side
of the world? So yeah, it's been wicked.
Josh, can I ask, would you prefer to play? So when you were saying you played with a partner, like, does that mean you're both on the same squad playing simultaneously?
For this one, no, but that does happen.
That does happen?
Yeah.
Is it? Would you prefer not to? Because I've gone through this in my head, and I know in the past when I've played, I hate having another teammate because they're thinking something different, and then it just gives you a chance to yell at each other. But would you prefer as a professional player to have someone next to you or go by yourself?
Sometimes it depends on the day. Like, if you've got, like, a good teammate that you can trust, then, like, they can just bail you out sometimes. Like, if you're, like, down or, like, or just not playing well, like, they can turn up and just, like, get you going again. Whereas if you're playing on your own, like, it's all you.
Back,
like,
against the wall.
Yeah, like, if you're stuck in a corner, you're not feeling confident, yeah, it's up to you to turn that around. Like, there's no one else around you. So it has its ups and downs for sure.
Is there a player around the world you'd love to play maybe on the same team with or play against? Like, is there one person that you can see yourself being like, yeah, that, okay, I played them?
I think you have to go with the big name is Tex. Like, he's been around the block for ages, and he's just, like, he's the biggest personality, and the way he plays is just sick as well. He's got, like, all the skill. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool to either even play against him or with him.
100%. Before you go, I'm just going to be selfish here.
I've been selfish this whole time, man.
You just relax for 1 second. Do you have...
I'd
like some tips for when I play this game. Do you know sometimes when you're playing someone in this game, you feel like, I feel like I find myself going to auto drive where I'm just trying to, like, sprint more, I'm trying to, like, outpass them, through ball. Like, what's a tip, like, you have for, like, resetting yourself? Because I get into rage quit mode, like, I just start forcing everything. And then, yeah, like, is there any, what's a couple tips if you're playing this game, like, to be aware of that you see a lot of people make mistakes in?
Honestly, if you can just, like, train yourself to not sprint, like, a lot of the time you don't need to sprint unless there's, like, so much space in front of you. Like, everyone's habit is just like, oh, I got to go as quick as possible. Let's go score. Like,
I held down R2 the whole 90.
I think it comes from the shooter games. Everyone's like, oh, we're just going to rush him. Like, don't work in FIFA. Yeah. Honestly, if you just take your finger off the sprint button and just, like, just pass it backwards sometimes as well. A lot of people just only look forward. A lot of space opens up for you. I'd say just, like, try and actually keep it simple. It's more similar to actual football than you think.
Yes.
Can I ask about your family dynamic? You've got an older brother, you said, and that's why you chose Everton, because he was a Man U fan. You wanted to be. So I'm interested in the nemesis thing, right? Like, we are, you know, is there someone when you were growing up, coming up through the grades, who beat you in a game of FIFA, and that you've always wanted to get back, or have you had your chance to exact revenge now you're a pro on them? Be honest.
Kind of.
You got that one.
I never got my chance to actually beat him, which was a shame.
Oh.
But it was, the guy I lost to, Honey Badger, he's like the GOAT of New Zealand FIFA. Like, he was, I think he had like a top 8 in the world finish at some point, which is like outrageous. So I lost to him in that final when I was first, like, coming onto it.
What was the score?
First game was 5-2, and then second game was 3-2. I lost both of them. It was close.
You were in the fight, though.
I was there for it. I wanted to get my revenge, but he was on the other side of the semi-final, like, a couple of years later, and he actually lost it. And I was like, oh, I actually wanted to beat him in the final. Which I did end up winning anyway against the other guy, but I was like, would have been nice little close the circle there, because I think he retired the year after.
Oh, we'll get him back on the stage.
Yeah, what about the older brother? Have you played him? Have you smoked him a couple of times?
I don't waste my time.
Tell him, JFK.
Before we go, I always just come back to money because I think it's so important in today's day and age. But when you talk about the top guys, right? Like, how much money would they be making on a yearly basis?
Oh, like, the top guys, like, if you're over in Europe, then it's like hundreds of thousands. I don't think it's quite millions unless you, like, win a comp, but, like, salary, they are definitely hundreds of thousands. So, but that's just the whole.
And the way it's moving, though, it could be a million before we know it, right?
Yeah.
All right, Winston, guess what you're doing when you get up? You're on them sticks.
Put it in that work.
Bro, thank you so much. I actually learned heaps. Like, Mark, me and you going to play first, and then we'll try and get to play Jordan for that title.
Yeah, I feel like that our tribute, who just lost 4-0 to you, we need to upset our tribute now. We need a better representation here on the Gaming Show.
Man, don't listen to these guys.
Thank you, Josh, for your time, man.
Thank you so much, bro. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's prize time, baby.
We got some goodies to hook someone up with, potentially.
I hope not.
The Nikon Niger arcade stick for Xbox and PC, and Connor is with us today, and he gets a chance to win this bad boy. It is the Sound Spark with Spark Game Arena. Connor, how are you, brother?
I'm good, boys. Morning, boys.
Sounded nervous, Connor.
Yesterday.
Oh, thank you, bro. Oh. Appreciate that. I was just giving you a dig, and then you're being nice. That's not good, eh? That's not good. Nah, good luck, brother.
Wait, yeah, Connor, before we get started, I'm interested in this one. Now, we ask our guests what was the first game they played and what was their console that they played on. I want to know from you, as a gamer, what was the first game you ever played and what console was it on?
So it was PlayStation 1 and Crash Bandicoot.
Oy!
That's the OG. That was the first one.
Yeah.
Bro, is there any truth as well to the rumor that you basically got in there and you answered this first of all online on our Facebook page and basically scared everybody else from answering it because you was there so quick.
Yeah, pretty much. No one wanted to answer. I don't know what was up.
You basically flexed on them and they were like, okay, you got it.
We're going to get this one.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll play the sound and then and you can have a guess as to what it actually is. All right, here is the sound spark from last week.
Light work.
Oh, so I think it is the sound of the game Buzz when they reveal the answer.
Yeah! Yeah! Little bit of suspense, brother. Little bit of suspense. There goes. Is it?
Hey, congratulations, bro. That Nacon Niger arcade stick is all yours, brother.
Thank you, boys. It was actually the missus, eh, that guessed that. So shout out to her. Shout out to the media.
That's the one. Don't share it. Don't share the goodies, bro. Keep it in your gaming room.
All love, bro. All love, bro.
Have a good week.
All right. Well, one down. What better way to, kick off the long Easter weekend celebrations than a chance to become one of those ultimate streamers? You know how there's streamers who just kind of like have that casual background, kind of like
dreamers, yeah, really.
And then there's the real high-end streamers that have the real nice backgrounds.
Us.
Yeah. Well, this week, our giveaway for the SoundSpark is the Nano Leaf Line 60 Degrees Starter Kit with $400. Now, these lights are amazing. These are the lights that you put up in the background, go different colors.
Oh, we need
that. They're all over the background. Like, this is what the top streamers all use. The top gamers, when they're streaming, like, this is what you need in the background. And we've got a set of
streamers need to, you know, we don't want to light up your Christmas tree. You know, if you're actually a streamer, you should go for this one.
This is the one
I want to hook you up
for you guys. Again, what we do is we play a little sound.
Oh, I looked at
sound spark. Yeah, a little sound spark from a game, and you have to guess what it is. So here it is for this week. I know that one! Oh, this is my generation.
We definitely played out the whole sound.
Here we go.
Damn.
I'm so excited by that one.
You got one.
Good luck.
I ain't got that one in me, champ.
Yeah, good luck for everyone who wants to give it a go. Make a comment down on the bottom below of this video, down here. And, of course, we will choose someone to have a guess at it next week. And this all our mates at Spark Game Arena. You can visit their website spark.co.nz/gaming and sign up to receive all their gaming updates.
This is the morning shift.
Shifters, that is the short week of shows. We'd be amiss not to say, please be safe over the long weekend. Please be safe. Please drive safe. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Any of that. Don't even drive. Exactly.
Stay at home.
Club Stay
couch.
At home,
Club
save
couch
money.
This weekend, team. Club couch.
We love you guys. Check on your people. See you on Tuesday.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an awful game with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm making a burger.
Well, kia ora and look at you, Rotorua, a brand new Chemist Warehouse opening right up in Rotorua. We salute you, and we salute chemistwarehouse.co.nz, proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.